When Abraham Nook arrived in Australia 10 years ago with his mother and his 8 siblings, the 15-year-old spoke virtually no English. He was illiterate. He had no idea of what lay ahead for him in Australia. See, he was from Sudan. And a decade on, Abraham Nook will this week be honoured with an award that acknowledges Australians who've achieved greatness against the odds. He certainly has. The Betterman Awards recognise those who started with so little and have achieved so much. And he is this year's Betterman Young Man of the Year. Abe Nook, welcome to RN Breakfast.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me.
So you're being honoured for your work in establishing a creative space for kids, troubled kids from a migrant background in Melbourne. It's called Creative Rebellion Youth. Tell me
Rebellion
about it.
Rebellion Youth, exactly. But not specifically migrant youth. We're very, and I wouldn't say multicultural, we're just youth in general, just young people who working with the essence of like minds. And that's pretty much what combines us. And on a daily basis, we get new young people who come through. So that's...
Why did you want to set up the place?
I've always been in search of a space that was without any limits, and I've never found that. And then again, as a young person, you try to find ways to contribute. For me personally, never finding stability was one of those moments when I realized, okay, now I've been in Australia for about 5 years and this just might be it.
So you mean stability post your arrival to Australia as distinct from the instability of your refugee experience?
Exactly. And I mean, as a young person, once you don't get stability, it's really hard to emotionally become a community contributing member. And so to be working with some of the young people who come out of prison at 16, 17 and feel they don't have any reason to be out, that is staggering. So this space, pretty much right now, we've got about 49 youth, and next week we've got a young person coming out, and that's going to be 50 young minds, and we're pretty much working towards our very first retail stores by the beginning of 2016.
When this young man comes out of prison next week, what will you tell him?
It's what he's been telling me over the phone. That's been surprising in the sense that what I told him anyway was that you don't need permission to forgive yourself. You've done your time. From here on, it's a matter of what will you do with your time once you come out?
And that's it's funny because you as a refugee in Sudan had time stripped away from you. It lost its meaning because every day was a question of life or death. Will I die this day? Will I survive this day? Time was, in a way, irrelevant.
Absolutely. But then again, you try to find ways to comprehend the fact that you can actually be still for a while. I mean, one of the most staggering things that we talk about in the mornings is that we live in one of the very few countries where our only disturbance is morning alarm clocks. And people still press snooze. So that just goes to show you how lucky we are. And I mean, some of these young people, some of the ones that have been out and have no any desire to go back in, every morning they would just say it's another morning to improve ourselves. That's the attitude that essentially represents community safety along the way.
Didn't you have the attitude coming from strife-torn Sudan that, look at these Australians, the only problem they have is the need to wake up to an alarm clock, and they can't even do that without pressing snooze? Why should I have sympathy? Why should I give? Why should I try and heal these people who have everything?
Wow. I mean, most of my friends, none of my friends, the ones that I found here, luckily, we had one thing in common. All of our dads died. So that was a moment of realization where, okay, so how do we make, how do we become men if it's something that is expected of us, when no one has ever guided us to become men, let alone people of integrity, people of noble structure? as a young person without having that guidance, I mean, you would just be in the street terrorizing people because you knew the only way to survive was getting around street grade and harming other people for your protection. Not having to fight for that here is one of the most confusing factors for some of these guys that psychologically their survival pattern is being affected. And now just getting reused to the fact that they've got to get financially stable. That is staggeringly crazy to have a bank account and how to manage that and have a 5-year goal. That is astounding.
Mm. And so are you, Abe Nook, the recipient of the inaugural Better Man Foundation Young Man of the Year Award. It sounds like they have an excellent selection committee. Thank you. It was wonderful to meet you.
Appreciate it. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you. Well, he'll receive the award at a ceremony at the foundation's launch tomorrow night.